אנחנו לומדים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We are studying in the writings of Baal HaSulam. In Hebrew it's page 116, the article Matter and Form in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You can find the study materials in the Arvut system. Article Matter and Form in the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yes, let's just simply read. It's a short article. And this is what was found in his writings and was printed. Please. It could be that it's a draft for something that he wanted to write. Usually that's how he wrote, something short, and then from that he built something greater and more detailed. But this is what we have for the time being. We haven't discovered anything beyond this. Yes.
Matter and form in the wisdom of Kabbalah. As a whole, science is divided into two parts. One is called material research and the other formative research. This means that matter and form are perceived in every element of the entire reality before us. For example, a table consists of matter, meaning the wood, and consists of form, the shape of a table. The matter, being the wood, is the carrier of the form, which is the table. Likewise, in the word liar, there is matter, which is a person, and there is a form, which is the lie. The matter, which is the person, carries the form of a lie, meaning the custom of telling lies. And so it is in everything. Hence, science, too, which researches the elements of reality, is divided into two parts. One, material research, and two, formative research. The part of science that studies the quality of the substances in reality, both materials without their form and materials or substances along with their form, is called material research. This research is empirical. That is, it is based on evidence and deductions derived from practical experimentation. And these practical experiments are treated as a sound basis for valid conclusions. The other part of science studies only forms abstracted from materials without any contact with the substances themselves. In other words, they shed the forms of true and false from the substances, which are the people who carry them, and engage only in research to know such values of superiority and inferiority in these forms of truth and falsehood as they are for themselves, bare, as though they were never clothed in any matter. This is called formative research. This research is not based on practical experiments, for such abstract forms do not appear in practical experiments as they do not exist in the actual reality. Since such an abstract form is imaginary, meaning only the imagination can picture it, although it does not exist in the actual reality. Hence, any scientific research of this kind is necessarily based solely on a theoretical basis. This means that it is not taken from practical experimentation, but only from a research of theoretical negotiations. All the high philosophy belongs to this kind. Hence, many contemporary intellectuals have left it, since they are displeased with any research built on a theoretical basis. They believe it is not a sound basis, for they consider only the experimental basis as sound. The wisdom of Kabbalah, too, is divided into these two parts, material research and formative research. But here, there is a great advantage over the secular sciences. Here, even the part of formative research is built entirely on the critique of practical reason, meaning on practical, empirical basis.
No.
Well, according to the responses, I can see that it's best for us to read this again. Please.
Again, the article Matter and Form in the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
But it's not in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Altogether, matter and form and the Wisdom of Kabbalah is observing it as well. Yes.
As a whole, science is divided into two parts. One is called material research and the other formative research. This means that matter and form are perceived in every element of the entire reality before us. For example, the table consists of matter, meaning the wood, and consists of form, the shape of a table. The matter, being the wood, is the carrier of the form, which is the table. Likewise, in the word liar, there is matter, which is a person, and there is a form, which is the lie. The matter, which is the person, carries the form of a lie, meaning the custom of telling lies. And so it is in everything. Hence, science, too, which researches the elements of reality, is divided into two parts. One, material research, and two, formative research. The part of science that studies the quality of the substances in reality, both substances without their form and substances along with their form, is called material research. This research is empirical, based on evidence and deductions derived from practical experimentation. And these practical experiments are treated as a sound basis for valid conclusions. The other part of science
studies only forms abstract from materials without any contact with substances themselves. In other words, they shed the forms of true and false from the materials, which are the people who carry them, and engage only in research to know such values, superiority and inferiority, and these forms of truth and falsehood as they are for themselves, bare, as though they were never clothed in any matter. This is called formative research. This research is not based on practical experiments, for such abstract forms do not appear in practical experiments, as they do not exist in the actual reality, since such an abstract form is imaginary, meaning only the imagination can picture it, although it does not exist in the actual reality. Hence, any scientific research of this kind is necessarily based solely on a theoretical basis. This means that it is not taken from practical experimentation, but only from research of theoretical negotiations. All the high philosophy belongs to this kind. Hence, many contemporary intellectuals have left it, since they are displeased with any research built on a theoretical basis, and they believe it is not a sound basis, or they consider only the experimental basis as sound. The wisdom of Kabbalah too is divided into these two parts, material research and formative research. But here there is a great advantage over secular science. Here, even the part of formative research is built entirely on the critique of practical reason, meaning on practical, empirical basis.
Well, I don't know. What do we want? Kiev? New York? All right, let's begin from New York.
What is formative research in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
There's matter, and there's a form. Matter is the will to receive. Corrections over the will to receive shape the will to receive in different shapes, similar to the Creator. These forms, similar to the Creator, we call them potsufim. And that gives us some knowledge, research. So there's formative research and material research. Formative meaning that we learn on our matter, the will to receive, and in what shape, in what attitude we can use it, we can shape it, and that leads us to this formative knowledge. What forms, similar to the Creator, forms of Adam, Dome, similar to the Creator, what forms can we take upon ourselves so that we, the matter, in the hands of the Maker, we can advance this way and adapt ourselves and make ourselves compatible to the Creator. So in our research, there's both formative and material part. And both, he says, in our case, are used based on practical experience. Because everything comes to us as a result of our own efforts in building ourselves into an environment, let's say together with the friends, we build the kli from ourselves. And this spiritual kli that we build, it's like an expert who's taken a piece of clay and begins to shape it into a vessel. So, he knows what to add to the clay and in what way to work with it, when to dry it up, when to heat it up, and what to do with it, and how it can later be painted and refined more and more. So, similarly, we work with ourselves, and the corrections we go through, they're called degrees of ascent, degrees by which we shape ourselves more and more like the Creator. And that's how we advance.
So we're allowed to aspire to a form that we haven't attained because the Kabbalists attained that form in matter. They actually attained it in their matter, right?
Kabbalists attained various forms, but we still don't know or understand these forms. Therefore, we have to go and exert and work and make an effort to follow those actions the Kabbalists talk about. And then from your actions, we know you. Meaning when we make these actions, by that, we come to the same kind of matter.
Shir.
We'll sing a song.
Reuniendo nuestro clí, dibujando en conexión, ascendimos sin razón, como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. Nach kaf kesher kemeita, le'asat zlil notzah, mivitur lenetina, mimase vekavana, nishmashu.
Well, what are we doing?
There were more questions about the article. Maybe we'll bring the question marks back up and keep scrutinizing.
All right, PT19, go ahead.
Good morning, Rav, friends. I'm trying to understand what he writes here, because he's writing very nice, that you have nothing in reality before us that won't have matter and form. So
right.
What does he mean by that?
He means that everything has matter and form, Matter is the will to receive, and its form is the extent to which it becomes similar to the Creator, to the Bestower. So in everything you have matter and form.
He says there's matter, which is man, and the form is the liar.
He's given you examples from this world.
What does he mean that the will to receive is a lie? That's what he's trying to say?
No, it's a quality, an attribute of one attribute of a person. It is not talking about the big hidden concepts here.
According to what he writes, so supposedly the will to receive is a lie, and the vessel you build is the spiritual vessel you have to reach. That's what I understand of what he writes.
You're twisting it around. Where does it say that? What are you talking about?
He has a material, which is man, and there's a form, which is a lie. And the material has the form of a liar, as if the will to receive is one big lie or illusion or something.
You're reading from the beginning of the article?
The end of the second paragraph. And the word liar, there is the matter, which is a person, and there is a form, which is a lie. So that I don't understand. It sounds simple.
Science as a whole is divided into two parts. One is called material research, the other formative research. This means that matter and form are perceived in every element of the entire reality before us. For example, a table consists of matter, meaning the wood, and consists of form, the shape of the table. The matter, being the wood, is the carrier of the form, which is the table. So far, no questions, right? Also in the word liar, there's matter, which is a person, flesh and blood person, and there's a form, which is the lie. The matter, which is the person, carries the form of a lie, meaning the custom of telling lies. So it is in everything. What is your question on this?
It sounds that he says, liar, that it doesn't exist. It's all an imagination in your eyes. And as you said, you have to build a vessel.
I'm asking you simply, you understand what a liar is? A person, an ordinary person, who now has this falsehood dressed in him. So it's called a liar.
Why is he using a lie here?
I don't know. That's what he says. Someone else could have said something else.
But there's a difference between truth and lies.
Tzvika, I'm not philosophizing with you now, okay? There is such a scenario, such an instance, and that is what we call a liar. Hence, science too, which researches the elements of reality, is divided into two parts, material research and formative research. That's okay.
Yes.
Part of science that studies the quality of the substances in reality, both materials without their form and materials along with their forms, is called material research. Even though the form is also there. This research is empirical, based on evidence and deductions derived from practical experimentation. And these practical experimentations are treated is a sound basis for valid conclusions. What's your question on this?
No, no problem. He didn't write what he wrote, the truth and lie, for no reason. He means that what I think, maybe I'm mistaken. That this whole world is one big illusion because it's a lie.
You want to take us to something else now?
No, I'm trying to see what he wrote here.
He's giving you definitions for basic things, truth and false, let's say, and formative research, material research. What's your question?
What did he mean? He didn't...
I don't know what his intentions are here.
What intentions? What is truth and lie according to what he's saying?
So, he doesn't say that. He's not talking about that. He says that if this form of lie is dressed in a person, then you call a person a liar. Meaning you have a person who is flesh and blood that also has this internal content that we call a lie. So, that flesh that's now filled with this content of lie is called a liar. So he helps you understand what is formative research and material research.
Okay, thank you.
I still can't get used to how you come to confuse us, and that's how you see your work.
Rav, can I also ask?
Danny.
Who is it?
Me.
Ken.
From Tzvika's den?
No.
Kiev 2.
Прежде всего, Рав, огромное спасибо вам за ваше терпение.
First of all, Rav, great gratitude for your huge patience. And
no, today I have a problem. I didn't sleep well at night. There were some problems, and so I'm not very concentrated. It's possible that I look different than usual. Meaning, I feel that I'm like that today. Yes.
Есть вопрос по поводу отличия науки Каббала вот в ее подходе к материи.
There's a question about the difference between wisdom of Kabbalah, its approach to form and matter, to other wisdoms. It seems that the matter is the will to receive, and the form is the intention for myself or to bestow. And here it says that there's a very practical approach towards studying the form. What we say, the intention. We also know that we can't understand the intention of the friend. We don't know it. So it sounds as if we're working with the form as something practical or empirical. We can do something with. Can you explain it?
What exactly? What exactly should I clarify for you? In the wisdom of Kabbalah, as in every science, there's also matter and form. The matter in the wisdom of Kabbalah is the will to receive. The form that it takes is by restriction, screen, and the influence of the upper light on it, which then gives it a shape of bestowal. And accordingly, we also have matter and form in the wisdom of Kabbalah, as in every other science. And in every other science, it's based on the degrees that we research. If you use biological matter, or of an animal, or a dead matter of still, or vegetative, or a desire, which is already the person. So in each and every level, you have this formative research and material research. Don't want to ask more? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
אני לא רוצה להוסיף כאן.
I don't want to add here to this article. He also mentions here a little bit about philosophy, and I don't really want to go and rule things out now. Who else do we have here? Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вы сейчас сказали, что каббалисты постигают различные формы объединения.
Hello, Raf. You said that Kabbalists attain different forms of connection. So, what is a form in spirituality and what kind of forms exist?
בהתאם עד כמה שאנחנו מתקשרים בינינו.
According to how much we connect between us, even though we're in a will to receive, but we connect between us in order to build from ourselves the shapes, forms of bestowal, then it turns out that by this we have material knowledge, we attain our matter. It's attributes, the extent to which we can or cannot work with it. And also, we come to a higher matter in order to bestow, meaning that its form is already similar to the Creator. And then it turns out that it follows that in resembling the Creator, we acquire a new form. And this form is done to us by the upper light. And because it comes from the Creator, it gives us the shape of the Creator, meaning our behavior, our form of connection with each other takes on the form of the upper force. And so that form is called Adam, similar to the Creator. That's what I can say. I'm afraid to leave the boundaries that he set here. Ask. Let's go to Hebrew 10. They're usually smart over there.
Not a smart question, but why did Baal HaSulam always go so far to knock out the philosophical approach?
Did you attend yesterday lesson and the day before? Yeah.
Of course.
You talked about philosophy, right?
No, we can't.
So what are you asking?
According to his articles, like the Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy, and this one, Baal HaSulam always emphasizes how wrong it is to take qualities on their own if they're not clothed in matters. Why did he go so far to show us?
Because he wants to take people out of all sorts of imaginary forms, detached from matter, detached from realistic implementation, which is by Tzimtzum Masach O Chozer, to truly connect with others through love thy friend as thyself and achieve love thy God. He wants to save people from states where people are imagining as if they carry out the Torah and all kinds of good things. That's why he's so against philosophy. Because philosophy allows you to be whatever you want, as long as you speak well. And it's the opposite from what the Wisdom of Kabbalah demands, which is, from your actions we know you, that everything has to be done in practice, and that means within the desire. And if it's not built within the desire that leads a person to resemble the Creator, then the person is still on the animate level. And so he wants us to know the truth. And today, this is permitted to say because we're in the last generation. Therefore, what used to be forbidden, we understand why, because it wasn't feasible. Today, where everyone has to realize it, then it's permitted to talk about it everywhere.
Baltia 3.
World Kli.
Now,
well, you can say that you answered it, but can we attain the form with no matter, or that will be philosophy if we try to attain form if it's not clothed in anything?
If we're talking about form without matter or matter without form, then we do not attain truth, because we don't, we're not in this ability to truly research like that. We are the carriers of the research. We have to discover our own matter, which is the desire, and discover its true form, either in order to receive or in order to bestow. And that gives us both form and matter. And that's how we advance in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That the light excels from darkness. We discover the darkness, the matter itself, and its form. We identify with it, and then we work on it in order to bring it to light, to the other form, to an opposite form.
So the Creator himself doesn't have matter, or a ten.
Right, so will to receive.
We need to clothe upon ourselves, so we're the material, and we have to clothe the form on us.
Yes, we are made from a will to receive, but we receive upon ourselves the upper influence, and then we become a will to bestow. That gives us both form and matter. All right, friends, I don't know. There's so many questions here, but there's not that much to explain here. Maybe we will take that article to tomorrow as well. You will read it during the day meticulously and bring questions. And then we'll study it again tomorrow. Because today, I'm sorry, but I'm really not focused. All right? And so let's move to the women.
Moscow 18. What's the importance of the relations between the form and matter in researching the truth?
Matter and form, he explains to us that everything we perceive has matter, and we can do material research on it and also informative research, meaning in what form is the matter.
Do spiritual forces also have a form in matter?
Spiritual forces means the will to receive that took upon itself a form of in order to bestow. So the intention is their form. And what they are is a will to receive, which is the matter.
From Hebrew, is it right to think that we can't change the matter, but only the form can be attained?
No, matter needs to be attained also. The will to receive, we also don't understand it, don't feel it. we are in the animate level, and here we're talking about matter on the speaking level. And this is what we need to attain.
Yeah. From Latin 13, is the interaction with the matter and the light what determines the forms themselves?
Right. Yeah. The influence of light over matter gives the matter shape.
PT2, why was imagination given to a person? What do we need it for?
This already depends on the surrounding lights that we need to learn how to be under the influence of the surrounding light, and this is how we'll learn that. Yeah. The surrounding light builds our future, takes us from one state to the next. It comes to us from a higher degree, influences us, and pulls us forward.
Last question from Moscow 18. Bala Sulam has articles like this that we're studying today where everything seems understood. What should we really take from these articles and how to work with them in the lesson?
I wouldn't consider it an article. I think that Bala Sulam wrote it as a sort of an unfinished form. There's a lot to add here. But he probably wrote it to complete it later. But later, didn't receive the urge to do it and didn't continue, therefore. Rabash would say that many such things happened to him like that in life, like his melodies, for instance. So he said there was 2 months in his life where he put all those melodies together. And after that, left it all and didn't go back to do more. And that's all we have today from Bala Sulam. All came from those 2 months when he had that muse. And that's it. So, similarly with the writing. Sometimes he would write more, sometimes less.
And
I don't know from where these states came to him, because we also know, on the other hand, that he was a person who worked against his ego, above his will to receive. But externally, that's what you would see. That's what would happen. That suddenly he feels like doing this, then he doesn't, then he feels like doing something else. And that's not really correct. These were just the periods. The Kabbalist goes through different states, different times that we can't understand. He is participating with all of reality, with the worlds, not just our world, but even being in our world, then he's impressed and inspired, moved by all people of the world. And that's why he may turn this way or that way.
So how to work with it in the lesson? What to take from this article?
We need to review it several times. And if you review it today, during the day, then we'll repeat it tomorrow, and we'll see if we can learn it differently. And I'll be in a different mode as well, not scattered as I am today. That's really how I feel myself now. Any other questions?
Okay. No, we're done.
So let's move to Pticha.